Hazara News. I'm John Scott. Israel's foreign minister confirms that Hamas's top leader Yahya Sinwar was killed by Israeli forces in Gaza. Authorities had conducted DNA tests on a body to determine if it is him. Sinwar was one of the chief architects of Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7, 2023. Sinwar was Hamas's top leader since July. That's after his predecessor, Ismail Haniyeh, was assassinated in an apparent Israeli strike in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Americans stepping up their purchase at retailers last month.
Retail sales rose 0.4% from August to September, up from 0.1% the previous month. September represented the third straight monthly increase. Online retailers, restaurants, and grocery stores all reported higher sales.
Correspondent Jeremy House, low unemployment, steady pay gains, and rising stock and home values help sustain shoppers' willingness to spend despite higher prices. Also at SRNNews.com, former White House Homeland Security Advisor Francis Townsend says the Secret Service should bring in new leadership.
The idea here is to have fresh thinking, both about tactics and techniques, but also culture, because we believe that culture is a matter of leadership. And so they need a fresh start across the board, not just culture, but also tactics, technically, etc.
An independent panel investigating the attempted assassination of Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania campaign rally says the Secret Service needs fundamental reform, and that another Butler can and will happen again without major changes. On Wall Street, the Dow adding 186 points and the NASDAQ composite up 107. This is SRN News. A group of United Methodist churches loses a court battle.
The 37 Maryland congregations had sued the UMC over the terms under which they quit the denomination, specifically in relation to property. An Anne Arundel County judge has rejected the suit, which argued that the congregations should have been able to retain ownership of their church buildings. Fights over who owns what have blossomed all across the UMC as conservative congregations have opted to abandon the denomination over its embrace of gay marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A full-scale replica of the rooms Anne Frank used to hide from Nazi occupiers during World War II is heading to New York. The replica of the Anne Frank House Museum, which is located in Amsterdam, is being built in the Netherlands and will be shipped across the Atlantic for a show titled Anne Frank, the Exhibition, at the Center for Jewish History in Manhattan. It opens January 27th. This is SRN News. Three people have died, four seriously injured after a Mississippi bridge collapsed while it was being prepped for demolition. Governor Tate Reeves says state officials are on the scene of the tragedy on the Strong River. State transportation officials say the bridge on State Route 149 in Simpson County had been closed to traffic since September 18th. Five new long-haul flights are being added to Ronald Reagan National Airport.
The Transportation Department has tentatively awarded one daily round-trip flight apiece to Alaska Airlines, American, Delta, Southwest, and United at Reagan National. Federal rules limit the number of flights longer than 1,250 miles from the airport. But this year, Congress approved five new daily flights at the airport, which is closer to downtown D.C. than Dulles Airport. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.